Der er nogle mennesker, der bare emmer af ambition. Hvor du møder dem, og så tænker du bare, wow, du ved godt, hvad du vil. Det var lidt sådan, jeg havde det, da jeg mødte violinist Alexander Gelman her på Royal College of Music i London, hvor han underviser. Men på trods af lige at være kåret som verdens bedste musikeruddannelse, så er lokalerne ikke super godt isoleret. Så det kan godt være, at du hører noget af det her. Eller lidt af det her. Under interviewet med den vilde violinist og iværksætter, som du skal høre nu. For hvordan skaber man et navn for sig selv? Og hvad sker der, når verdens måske mest ambitiøse menneske beslutter sig for at arbejde for andres muligheder? Når han samler nogle af verdens dygtigste unge musikere i den gruppe, der hedder LGT Young Soloists. Ja, hvad sker der så? Men vi skal lidt ned i tempo og niveau til Alexander Gelmans allerførste koncert. Han var 7 år gammel.
This concert actually influenced my whole career because I was backstage and I didn't know what a concert means. I didn't know what means to be having stage fright, or I didn't know what to expect. But my mom was freakingly scared and nervous. This I remember because she came that afternoon backstage before I had to go on stage and she told me, "So you go out there and you show them what you've learned. You know, you show them how it's done." And this was some kind of pep talk, which got saved in my mind until today. It was not like, good luck, hope you do well and do your best, you know, but it was like, you go out and you do and you show them what you're able to. And this influenced, I really say, this influenced my whole life, this one concert or before the concert. And this is what I remember very well, going out on stage and seeing the light stage and the dark audience and just playing. I don't remember the concert itself, but I just remember everything before the concert and receiving flowers after the concert, which I still have, dried flowers. My mom saved the flowers after the concert, dried them, put them in a frame, and I have them hanging in my room until today.
De tørrede blomster mindede Alexander om succesen ved koncerten og gav ham blod på tanden. Han ville spille koncert igen.
I don't know if I was a good student, but I was taking it seriously. So I remember every day after school, my classmates would hang out at the playground. I would always go home, and I don't remember being sad about this or crying. I would go home because I knew I need to practice. So I remember, I don't know if I was good or bad, but I remember that I was always disciplined.
Årene gik, og da Alexander Gelman var 18 år, begyndte han at studere ved professor Brønd i Køln. Men mens Alexanders studie i virkeligheden gik ud på at øve sig, så brugte han meget af tiden foran sin computer.
Immediately when I started studying, I started managing myself. The tiniest concert I would have, I would immediately Google all the journalists and invite them. I would Google which concert managers are around there. I would invite them. I don't know from where I got this, honestly, I don't know. But I started managing myself immediately from the very first year. I would perform concerts as a soloist, and I would constantly promote myself, write emails to different orchestras, constantly trying to fill the schedule for the next year, for the next season. You know, that time, 22 years ago, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have Instagram. We didn't have YouTube. No, we didn't have YouTube. Or in the very early stage, YouTube. So I would really spend at least as much as time in front of the computer as on the violin.
Mm-hmm. tiden foran computeren virkede. Alexander spillede flere og flere koncerter, som for eksempel den, du kan høre her. Og det, der virker, ja, det har ikke rigtig ændret sig siden da.
And this is, nothing has changed nowadays. It's the same. If you want to become a professional musician as a soloist, not somewhere on a payroll and playing in an orchestra, which is also great, but if you want to be independent and self-employed, a freelancer, you need to, as every freelancer, you need to build your network, you need to promote yourself, and widening the network nonstop. And that was what I was doing from the first day.
Men Alexander var faktisk ikke helt sikker på, at han gerne ville være solist. Han spillede 100 plus koncerter om året, rejste meget alene og følte sig faktisk lidt ensom. Men pludselig åbnede alle dørene sig for ham.
I started right away. So the thing is, while I was still studying, I suddenly started receiving invitations of becoming a concertmaster. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra invited me to the final round of Associate Concertmaster. Our orchestra in Switzerland, where I was that time studying in Zurich, asked me to do some projects as a concertmaster, which I did. But at that time already, while doing my master's, I started being an assistant to my professor in Zurich. And I realized how much I love teaching. So there was this, when I was in my master's, I had solo career, which was going well, possibility for concertmaster with very good position, with good orchestras, or teaching. And I decided teaching. I said I will still perform solo, but I want to focus. I was in a place where I said to myself, you know, I've been performing the last 10 years. I did a lot. And I performed with good orchestras, great conductors. I had it. And I told myself, there's nothing new coming. You know, it's maybe a new orchestra, maybe a new concert hall, but nothing will change. You will again play Tchaikovsky concerto or Brahms concerto. And I was a bit, I can say, a bit tired of just constantly traveling and being alone.
I 2013 spillede Alexander endnu en koncert, og blandt publikum sad der en helt særlig mand. The Managing Director af LGT Private Bank. Det står for Liechtenstein Global Trust og er ejet af den adelige familie, huset Liechtenstein.
And this manager came up to me and said, oh, you know, our owner, the princely family of Liechtenstein, maybe you could play a concert for them in their palace. And that time I already had that attitude. I played enough concerts in my life, you know, and I was teaching already. And I said, that's exactly what I told him. I told him, you know, I played in my life enough concerts. So I do have fantastic students I would like to play. And so we had this concert in September 2013. I created the string orchestra and presented some of our outstanding young string players. And it was a one-time event. Didn't think about anything. It was just this one concert.
Men som du måske kan regne ud, så endte det altså ikke med at være en engangsting.
It was such a successful thing that LGT came to me and said, let's do something together.
Oh yeah. Sådan blev LGT Young Soloists født. Alexander Gilman forklarer lige her, hvem og hvad LGT Young Soloists egentlig er.
The LGT Young Soloists is a unique string orchestra made up of young musicians aged 13 to 24 years, coming from more than 18 countries. We get hundreds of applications every year. It's not enough just to play well, you have to be a team player. And being a team player while you're educated to be a soloist is already doesn't make any sense, you know? And this is the unique thing that we look for musicians who are outstanding players but are also able to integrate themselves into the group. They travel throughout the whole world and they perform together. There's no competition, there's no fear, there's no nothing. They're just traveling and enjoying the most natural thing, what they've not experienced before. Using classical music as part of your life, as a performer, and not using classical music to practice at home and then going on competitions and competing against others and making sure not to make any mistake and playing perfectly in tune and, you know, not to play a wrong note. It's a completely different approach, and each individual soloist we have is part of the success. And the goal of the LGT Young Soloists was exactly what I mentioned before, giving the young talents who work day and night, you know, their whole childhood, support to open doors, to strengthening their playing, to give them CD recordings, video recordings.
Flere tidligere medlemmer har fået vilde karrierer, selvom de ikke er ret gamle endnu. For et par måneder siden vandt en af de tidligere medlemmer for eksempel en plads i Berlinerfilharmonikerne. Til sommer, den 12. august, spiller LGT Young Soloists på Copenhagen Sommerfestival. LGT Young Soloists siger nej til stribevis af koncerter hvert eneste år. Så jeg spørger Alexander, hvorfor de gerne vil indgå i Copenhagen Sommerfestivals koncertrække.
Because A, Copenhagen does exactly what we do. It focuses on young musicians. It gives a platform to young musicians. I thought that this would be the perfect fit, you know, to present the LGT Young Soloists in a festival which focuses on young players and who has produced famous young players, you know, who are today having a world career. And that's why I think it's just a perfect fit. Our ideas are in supporting the young people.
En gruppe unge solister, alle ambitiøse på et niveau, der næsten kan matche Alexanders. Og takket være ham får de mulighed for at spille, mulighed for at få erfaring og gode kolleger og venner. Og heldigvis vil de gerne komme til Danmark. Det bliver deres første gang i Skandinavien, og du kan opleve LGT Young Soloists på Copenhagen Sommerfestival fredag den 12. august 2022. Og selvom der ikke var adgang til YouTube, da Alexander var 18 år i 1999, så er der stadig gemt en video fra den tid, som jeg lige synes, du skal høre. Den er optaget klokken 3 om natten, og ifølge Alexander selv, så er det den mest juicy pakkebælkanon på hele markedet. Den her podcast er produceret i maj 2022 for Copenhagen Sommerfestival af Anna Meyholm. Musikken er en blanding af Alexander Gilmans private optagelser og LGT Young Soloists optagelser, som vi har fået lov til at låne. Du kan også høre David Nebel spille.